Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right, we're getting settled in. First Buzz 24/7, back to vacation. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
Thanks for checking it out, checking us out.
How are ya?
I'm hungry. That's what I am. After going from... I went back to fasting today because I don't fast on vacation. So my body's not used to not eating for, 18 hours. Whew. It's quite a long haul.
I'm sure it was.
My stomach's growling.
Sure it was. Ooh. So if you didn't hear the show today, well, you didn't miss anything. But I will say that we heard from Rob, the guy who claims that he saw a UFO, which I have no problem believing whatsoever, in New Hampshire. Probably like, 3 weeks ago? Month ago? Something like that?
Yeah.
And he called in during What's Your Point? Which, of course, is one sentence. So he started to tell us about it. I had to cut him off because it's a one-sentence thing. I said, call back when it's not What's Your Point. He called back when it was What's Your Point again. And so I think he's been a part of What's Your Point for like 3 weeks. And then people were like, let him talk. I'm like, no, the segment's called What's Your Point. It's not that I didn't want to talk to him. You know? But today he called, and I said, are you the UFO guy? And he said, yeah, I went, and I cut him off. So, anyway, we're expecting him to call us today as a part of the 24/7. And we are going to hear his story. Some people, Kelly, like, per se, is a bit skeptical. Some people on the TalkBack app are also skeptical, okay?
Hey, Buzz, this is how that UFO interview is going to go. Yeah, I was just getting home from grabbing a case of Matty Lights minus two for the ride home with all my week's worth of scratchies.
No.
Ma was out on the front porch finishing up a Marlboro 100 unfiltered when we looked up in the sky and saw some lights. That's my UFO story.
Yeah.
Mass down 2024, bitches.
No, and see, therein lies the problem. Okay, now therein lies the problem. Because let's say you see something.
Okay.
As soon as you talk about it, that's what people think. Right there. There's the problem. Like, if you did see something that could not be explained and it looks like something from out of this world, would you say something just to get ridiculed and made fun of and made like you're some tree-shaking redneck?
Probably not.
Right? That's right. The problem, Kelly. You propagate that problem.
Right.
How do you feel?
Guilty.
Man.
You don't feel bad about it, though.
Show me a picture.
Okay, so I think he's calling. All right, so I think I'm gonna connect him. I'm gonna connect this with Rob. And this is Rob that's on the phone now. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Very nice to finally talk to you.
Well,
it's been a long time. I've been trying.
I know you have. I know you
and
have.
We on the show, besides Greg, are sorry.
No.
This has taken so long.
I am sorry I cut you off during those segments, but I'm honestly, truly, no bullshit, I'm very interested in this story. I want to hear it. So I'm glad you agreed to come on with us today. Everybody's here. Even Kayla is here because she's...
I gotta know.
She's talked to you a few times on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, and I just wanted to say I've tried to reach out to you beyond What's Your Point. I reached out to Kayla October 6th with an email, and then I've tried to email all of you over the course of the last few months and haven't gotten a response. So kind of the only way I've broken through is What's Your Point, so I apologize.
Well, I also apologize if I miss the email. I try to be good about that. I don't always succeed, and we believe that the government is skimming our emails anyway. So, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? All right, so...
Well, how about this? To ease your mind, I promise this to be a serious, no-nonsense interview. How about that?
And let me tell you something. I will treat it absolutely as such. Kelly is a naysayer, just as so you know, going into it.
Someday
I am not.
It's going to happen. I just don't think it...
I will also. I've had my own experience. So, but we're here today. I want to hear yours. Now, you say that this happened, what, a couple of months ago?
Yeah, I know. I've documented everything like I was a forensics expert because I was, and I'll talk about this more later, I was not alone. I was with two other people, my family members, who saw this. So, but this was October 5th, 7:30 p.m., and it was in Dover. It was over Whittier Street, and I had... I'm a business owner at the Fox Run Mall, and I had been doing some business in town, and I'd gone to pick up my family, who was running the shop, and 7:15 or so, I was coming down the Spalding Turnpike towards Walmart from Dover, and I saw a big spotlight over Walmart, and I said, what the heck is going on? I said, there must be some sort of like riot or something. There's a giant spotlight. So I went around the exit, got off, went past Walmart, and got to the Fox Run Mall, picked them up, and they said... Right when I picked them up, they said they saw a biplane, like an airplane, fly right over Walmart with a giant spotlight. And I said, okay, and thought nothing of it. And so we go home and whatever, get down to Spalding, get to, you know, Dover, and pull right into my house. And as soon as we pull in, our headlights hit our fence, and this giant dotted green line in the sky, it was not in the sky, up in the sky, it was hovering right above our house. I mean, you could throw a stone at it. That's how close the thing was. And this dotted line was green, and it was kind of dashed. And I held my fingers up to it to get a kind of a width and brought it down to the ground. It was from my camper to my oak tree, which is about 50 feet. And my family saw it. We got a recording of it. The moment it happened, my son was smart enough to pull out his flip phone because we've been writing a book on low technology for 10 years. But that's a different story. So he pulls out his flip phone to get a video of it and gets the recording. It's a giant cube in the sky, as big as the lights were long. It was tall and deep. So it was a cube, and it was flying towards... It wasn't flying anywhere. It was sitting in my yard, and when our headlights hit it, it started to move. It went away at about 1 mile an hour, and it floated like it was on like glass. It was just like ice, like floating away. So immediately... For the naysayers, Kelly, I'm one of you. I'm a naysayer. So I called the Dover Police Department immediately. And I said, there is a giant cube in the sky. It's right in our yard. I said, it's making no sound. It's completely silent. And it's now floating towards Dover Police Department, towards Pease Air Force Base. I said, you know, you guys have got to do something. I said, I don't know. It sounds crazy. So three phone calls later to the Dover Police Department, and, you know, they didn't get any other reports. So flash forward.
No other reports?
That's
not
right.
No, I'm not being sarcastic.
Flash forward. No, there were other reports later on. So flash forward a few,
okay.
few minutes.
Okay, hold on, hold on one second, Rob. Because I do have a couple of questions about what you said already.
Yes.
Okay, all right. You're not long-winded. You just got a story to tell. All right, so it's a cube.
Yep.
Can I see through it?
It was completely black. And the reason, I'll tell you why. My family, I asked my family, because my eyes aren't as good as theirs. They said the reason they know it was a cube is because it was completely solid black. And then when it moved, the stars behind it reappeared again.
Okay, so here's, wait a minute. Okay, here's another question. So you mentioned the neon type green light in the sky. Was that part of the cube? Was it behind the cube? It was. So it was part of the cube. Go ahead.
Yes. It was on the front face that was facing us when we came in. And when we were looking up and at it, you see, I have a trajectory. I had, like I said, I did the first 48 on this stuff. So I have, you know, the angle, the trajectory, all this stuff.
Okay.
So the bottom line is that, yeah, we were looking at it and the strip was right there. And it started to move as soon as we came in. So we jumped out of the car immediately, started to try and get recordings of it. So we have an audio recording the moment it happened. We have a video that I brought to a specialist in town.
Are you
and trying.
Is the only video flip phone video?
This is the problem with the way this is now. Yes, it's a flip phone video and audio because all three of us have flip phones. We've been writing a book on low technology in the modern family, and this is our 12th year of living it. So we don't have, you know, we've been using things sparingly. And So we haven't gone back to the front.
No, that's interesting. That's interesting in and of itself. I was just wondering why.
It's a social experiment that we're living. So, but so the bottom line is we all saw it at the exact same time, and we have an audio recording of the moment it happened, and we have a video of it, and you can hear the voices. And then about 5 minutes after it left, We took video of our reaction because my wife and son were like, they seen a ghost. I mean, they were, their faces were just hanging. So, but I called everybody that night. I called Pease Air Force Base. I called Homeland Security. I called the state police. I called every single one of them. And then when I got crickets, the next day I called you guys, or I emailed Kayla. So I said, you know what? I've had it. I said, this was a serious report. I took my family down to the police station, and I said, in a nice way, I said, listen, this was a serious police report. I said, the last time I checked, it's illegal and a felony, I think, to make a false police report. I said, so either assign an officer to this case or charge me for a false police report. So they did. They assigned an officer.
Oh, I thought you said they were going to arrest you.
Okay.
Hold on.
It gets better. I went for a FOIA request. Because they redacted part of the phone conversation that I made to Dover Police Department. So I got with the city attorney. I got a Freedom of Information Act filed. I paid for it. I got that went through. The city attorney got back to me and said they swear up and down there's no redaction, but I have two people that heard that conversation. There was another call from Whittier Street, and that's the part that was redacted. Somebody else called from Whittier Street and said that they had seen a similar object, but this thing was cut out. When I had questioned if anybody else had called, they said, no, there was just a call from Whittier Street, but the problem is, you know, they don't know where I was when I made my phone call. I just, you know... Here's where it gets a little more interesting. When I didn't get any, you know, thing from anybody, I reached out to the specialists in the UFO community. I guess what the MUFON network,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So I reached out to them via email, and somebody got back to me, and they sent me a questionnaire. Now, this is where it gets interesting. The reason the light mattered over Walmart was because part of that questionnaire said, during any time when you saw this thing in the sky, before, during, or after, did you see any crafts in the sky with a bright light? Before, during, or after you witnessed this? Was there any helicopter with a spotlight, or was there anything? So I said, that's an odd fact to say. So they said in the general area. So I said, okay. And as I went through this 30-40 questionnaire, it was just a little bit more detailed than. So here's the thing, is I did this for the community. I'm looking for nothing. I've been trying to reach out for since October 5th, and I've compiled everything. Everybody can take it how they want to take it. You can ask me anything you want. Like I said, I have two other witnesses, so at the exact same time, they're willing to talk to people in a serious way. But we didn't ask for this, man. I'm a regular dude.
No, I get that. And here's the problem, right? Because I have no reason to not believe you. But here's the world that we live in where, I've talked about things that I've seen and, you know, got ridiculed for it because everybody, you know, like we played a clip from the buzz from the talk back line of somebody going, yeah, this guy's going to be like blah, blah, blah. And as soon as you bring up something like this, you're some redneck in a swamp. Right. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, but who cares? I'm not. I'm a business owner in this area.
No.
I'm a serious person, and the community knows me.
I'm not.
I'll tell you what. This is your problem as much as it is ours.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that that's the problem with coming forth and talking about something
like
this.
That's what makes it hard.
You're at a risk of saying, I'm not calling you those things. I get it.
We're putting ourselves out there for sure.
So Rob, how many other people have said that they saw similar things that you saw?
Well, when I reached out to the MUFON network, and I actually got a response from a person, and so we started emailing back and forth. Which I have all those emails. If you'd like to see them at any point, everything I'm telling you is documented on paper here. So, we got a response, and we went back and forth. And I'm sorry, what was your question again?
Like how many confirmed witnesses saw similar things that you saw?
There was a place, and I'll give you another fact. When I started corresponding with the guy on the MUFON network, so to speak, whoever it was, he said that somebody else had made a report from Concord Heights about 20 minutes before, roughly around the time or something. I don't know if it was before or right around the time, he said. He gave me very limited details, but he said somebody else had reported to the MUFON network that they had seen green dash lights in the sky over Concord Heights.
So the answer to Kelly's question is one, correct?
No, one on his road from the MUFON network. But then from the police department, there was another person who supposedly... Yes,
okay,
and that was redacted from the reports, but I have all three reports on disk.
I get it. No, I get it. I'm paying attention, bro. I'm paying attention.
It's been tough to get it out there. It's been since October 5th.
Okay, well, you got can I give you some advice? You got to slow down a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, and you got to take a breath.
Yeah, no doubt.
You got to take a breath. So let me ask you this.
Well, imagine seeing this in your backyard, and it was only 50 feet above.
I would freak out. Go
it
ahead,
caused
stop.
No damage in your backyard, you know, like a burn
like
spot,
wind or...
and nothing like that.
I have pictures of the whole backyard. Nothing that I could see was bent or broken, like a stick, if you're talking about that. But I did take pictures of all the trees just in case some forensics guy would want to look at it.
All right.
Or somebody would want to look at it.
Next question.
But the point, sure.
Sound. Did it make sound?
Absolute no sound. Oh. Zero sound. Zero movement. It was a clear night.
Okay.
It was about 60 degrees or so, and there was no wind, as if it was some kind of, a friend of mine said it might have been a huge drone from the government. Nothing like that. There was no wind, no sound, no nothing. And when it moved like, you know how the curling games in the Olympics, it's kind of, you know, it moved on ice, just like that.
And next question.
Kind of gliding.
Yep. Next question. When it took off, did it pick up speed at a rapid pace? Did it go like fast? Did it zip out of sight faster than anything you've ever seen before? Or did it continue to move at the 1 mile an hour?
It continued to move at that 1 mile an hour over the Cochico River towards the police station in Pease. And I had enough time to be on the phone with the police department at that time telling them it was on its way towards them. That was at 7:30 p.m. on October 5th.
Doesn't it strike you, and I'm not asking you this, Rob, because I know you know, I know the answer, but doesn't it strike you that nobody else
saw it?
Yeah. Or somebody saw it, isn't willing to talk about it.
Right.
You know, but
how
generally,
are not willing to...
reported it and,
generally.
And they're not letting it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's also possible, too.
That's why I did a FOIA request, though. See, that's the whole reason. I wanted the unredacted, you know, audio there. And I have two other witnesses for that conversation. But here's the deal. It's not just my problem. My family's been here for 100 years. This is a community issue. If that thing has something unsafe on, I don't care if it's a government thing or if it's something else, it doesn't belong in the backyard of somebody's house hiding there. Whatever it's doing there, and I don't know what it is. And I don't know if we're safe here with it. I'm just not sure. And my son, he looked at me one night and said, am I okay? Am I going to be abducted? I said, I don't know. First of all, I said, you're probably the only person on the planet that I know who's come face to face with something like this. And it left. It left because of our headlights. I said, so I think you don't have anything to worry about.
How can I ask how old your children are?
Family to look at.
How old are your children?
My son's 14 and my wife's here with me, but my fiance, but it's our son, and all three of us saw it at the same time. We all work at the same business together. You've actually met us before. You know us from a previous event.
Okay.
But, I'm not looking for any publicity. I'm looking for people to understand. I have somebody that knows the situation a little bit and says there's a couple things that, you know, don't add up between the Pease Air Force Base, you know, fire trucks dying and this thing being in my yard and all these things. I said, listen, I'm not interested in conspiracy theories. I've documented everything. I want everybody to look at it in their own way. You're welcome to ask me any questions.
And here's the...
I was coming home from work.
Here's the thing. The guy comes out and tells a story, right? Mm-hmm. And I tend to believe you. And I think I know who you are. I'm going to say I believe you. Here's the problem. No matter what, like this guy talks about something that happened to him, shook him up, shook his family up, and here he's talking about it. And you know this, Rob, half the people that hear this are going to go, full of shit.
Half, well, I don't half, care. And
no, I know.
Thing.
But I'm with you.
You know, I just don't care because there's always skeptics, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is I've offered a cogent argument. I've offered proof, timeline. I've offered, drunk, whatever you call it, redneck or whatever in the beginning.
Right.
Nobody's going to go there and pay all this money to get all these requests if they're not serious about it. And that's what I said, you know what, we're going to treat this seriously. And that's why I went to the police department and said, either, take it serious or charge me.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in games. And what was over there wasn't just over my yard. It was sitting there.
Well,
it flew out of here over other people's houses, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, this is not just my problem. I'm just one of the people who saw it.
Yeah. And hopefully somebody else may have seen it. Maybe someone's going to listen to this and they're going to maybe say that. And come forward and say something. Who knows? But I mean, it sucks that we live in a world where your first instinct for most people is to disbelieve instead of to allow.
I think skepticism is normal, though, don't you? I mean,
I do.
Nobody wants to believe that there's something like that. Let's put it this way. I was Kelly before this happened to me. I basically would be the first one to call BS on somebody's story.
Sure.
It sounded garbage. I wanted proof. I just wanted to know.
Well,
I grew up in a family of law enforcement. I understand that there's, embellishments of things.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fact-driven person. If you want facts, I've got all the things that have been documented from minute one. It's an exhaustive thing for me. I'm in the process of starting two different businesses. We are actually going on Shark Tank April 12th. I'm going to Virginia, and I have no room for any of this nonsense.
Yeah.
I need to get it out there because it happened. I need to look my son in the eye and say, I didn't bury the secrets in the backyard. And by the way, please respect me later when I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I've got to do my best at least by them. So,
yeah.
Well, I believe
nobody else would respond. Yeah. And that's why I'm calling you guys.
Well, we appreciate it.
I believe you and your friends saw something. I don't think it was aliens, but hey, government, who knows what they're doing? It's Pease Air Force Base is right there.
Yeah, who knows, right?
I'm just a guy from Somersworth, New Hampshire. What do I know? Right? Like, that's how I think.
My family just grew up here for 100 years.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Well, in the universe, what's out there? I got no clue. So I ain't ruling anything out. But
what about the Betty Barney story?
It's a great story.
You know, in New Hampshire. See, I'm not the only one. And the thing is it's there's a plaque on a highway for Betty and Barney for their story. And
Rob,
I'm just somebody else who just so happened to see something.
We brought Betty into the studio when she was alive, and she told that story. Scotty was here then.
I got to go pick her up at her house.
One of the most riveting things I've ever heard, and I 1,000% believe in every word that came out of her face. She was a lovely woman,
but she was
just unbelievable. There were so many things that were crazy that happened there were no explanations for. I can't think that woman was lying at all.
I want them to take Kelly.
Yeah. can we bring to your house a big sign you can hold up and says, take Kelly.
You wouldn't believe.
Well, Rob, listen, I appreciate you calling in, and we've all been waiting to hear the story.
Thank you for your patience.
And
now what happens?
Well,
that's what I mean.
Well, now what happens is everybody can do their own research, and if you ever want anything, you're welcome to call me or email me, and I'll email you all of the documents that I have. We have drawings. We have video. We have audio.
I want to see the video. I'll be honest with you. I want to see the video.
Could you just send me everything, and then we'll...
I went to people in town to try and get everything enhanced. I have the local companies I went to. I mean, I can really give you the whole nine yards if
you want.
It
seems to me like people would be lining up to go, let me see it.
I want to see the video.
Over it. Me too.
I think you'd be surprised. Everybody I come across in town wants to see it. So,
this will be the word out. We talked about this airing today. We talked about this talking to you today throughout the show after What's Your Point. So hopefully a lot of people will check out this podcast. And now, just so you know, because we'll be talking about this, right? I just want to prepare you that some people are going to bust balls, right? You know that. And
we all know the world we live in, and I really don't care.
Right.
First of all, it's to help the community out, because the bottom line is it's not my problem only, and whatever it is, it doesn't belong hovering in somebody's backyard, whether it's mine, yours, or anybody else's.
Yep.
And it was, like I said, it was close enough to hit it with a stone, and that's too close for comfort.
Amen.
Do you think if it hovered in my yard, it would get that yellow bag? yellow plastic bag I have?
I knew that was coming.
Dude, maybe it left it there. Maybe it was that. guy that left it in that tree so high up. This is really going to piss off Scotty. That's funny. Well, oh, Rob, boy. Thank you for telling the story, man. We appreciate it. And people are going to get a chance to hear your story through the podcast, and we'll direct them to it. So your story will at the very least get heard. And maybe, you know, somebody can reach out to us if they have further information, or somebody can talk to you or whatever. We'll hook you up with them. Okay.
And let's keep it serious, and I'll absolutely I'll send you what I have. But thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Rob. Thanks, you very Rob. Much. Appreciate it. You too, buddy. Yeah. Thank you very much.
The truth is out there.
Yeah. So I
feel bad for him.
Because
he's putting a lot of effort, and I feel bad because every time he call me, I want your story, but I'm trying to answer calls for other things too. Like I'm trying to do. It was
you
a
didn't
difficult.
Have the time for that.
Yeah,
kind of
it was
thing.
A difficult.
You're being paid by the government.
And
to
he's
shut this
well,
down.
Well, he's a talker.
Not paid well.
And I try to say you gotta. Yeah. Slow down a little bit.
He's passionate.
And let people interject, because if you just keep going and going and going and going, that doesn't help you, right?
Articulate.
And particularly.
It also makes you believe him more that he has done, like, he wants
that,
to get a
guy's passionate. Like, he saw something. Something happened.
Yeah.
Because if that was me and that happened to me, you know, I'd be the same. Okay, well, I'm going to document everything. I'm going to prove to you guys.
He did.
What the heck? Because he has no answers.
But my
he's
point
clueless
is,
too.
People will treat that story with disdain and disbelief from the get-go, as opposed to being open that it may be true.
I want to see the video. I'm very excited about seeing the video.
I do, too. That's why I tried to warn him at the end. I'm like, look.
Oh yeah, because
once we talk
say,
about it, people are going to beat the shit out of you. You know,
oh,
on
God, I hope they take
you know,
Kelly.
You know,
but, bring me back. You broke me up,
Kelly. You were
me a couple times, whatever. Bring me back.
I love that he just succumbs to it now. He's just
does.
Like whatever.
He does.
Just don't cut off his shoes. Those things aren't cheap.
So you ride up, you pull into your house, which is in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that thing is right there over your house. You can hit it with a rock.
Yep.
What do you do?
What do I do? I don't know if I could do what he's doing.
I wouldn't have a flip phone. Maybe we should bump it up technically wise. Yeah. Maybe we should get this guy.
He's also doing experiment. It for an experiment. He's doing it for a reason.
Yeah. Let's put that in the back seat. Okay. They've already visited his house. Let's get it. At least keep that for the experiment.
Maybe
get an iPhone.
They trusted him because he had a flip phone.
You don't know. You're right. Could be right.
Yeah, Scott, not a bad
I don't know
point.
The answers. You know? I don't know the answers. Yeah.
My dad still has his flip phone. Grammy J does too. So
I had follow-up questions about Shark Tank.
What do I do, Greg? I try to get as much of as I can on the videos.
Yeah.
I'm probably sending it to you.
Yep.
And then after that,
but then Scotty, you've got to call the cops. You've got to call some authorities.
See, it's funny. I would have never thought to call the cops.
No. You've got to call the FAA. You've got to at least log a report. I'm not saying you got to go around talking about it if that's your thing, but you got to at least tell somebody, because there's got to be a record, an official
Snapchat
record that
story.
You saw it.
There's a fine
Instagram story.
You would snap me.
Something like that. Just snap it. Like, right. So there's a timestamp on that.
Viral.
What's sad is there's a fine line where, oh my God, say a ton of people saw it, and then you're, for lack of a better word, crazy with a bunch of people, or nobody else saw it, and you're Randy Quaid.
That's a really good point, though, Kayla, because if he puts it up, because he's low tech, no social media and all that stuff, if he puts it out there and that video is 15 seconds long, that's a viral video.
Yeah.
And a lot more people will see it that way. Yes, now, some of them may not be believers, but some
what do you do
will.
For the next video? You've set the mark very high.
That's the thing. Like, what do you do? Like, you sit there, you call the cops. I'm like, look, you're not going to believe me, but I'm looking at this thing. It's above my house. Did the police ever go to his house? No. They didn't.
Then you become,
he had to go to the police department to file a report.
Then you become that guy.
Right.
Exactly.
And
there's that McMullen guy.
The one thing I wanted to ask him. And I wish I thought of it for a second and it escaped my mind because I got off track. Is he at a house that has a bunch of signs all around it that he wrote about politics and all that kind of stuff? And you know what I mean? Because you immediately, when you go past a house like that, you know, and there's a couple of houses in Dover where they got really crazy stuff written on signs, people are going to discount it. Because they see that stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
I think I know this guy.
Do you?
I don't think he does. I don't think that's him.
Does he have Jesus in a bathtub in the front yard?
I don't know.
I believe him.
I don't know.
In a bathtub?
I don't know.
They take the bathtub, they bury half of it, and they leave it up.
What about the Jesus? The Jesus with both his hands out like that when they hang like Mardi Gras beads on his hands? No,
Mardi Gras beads. Are they rosary beads?
No, Mardi Gras party beads. You know, show us your top.
I think you're right. I think he's wrong. I don't think they're Mardi Gras.
Well, there you go. So there, if there's the story,
dump them out, Jesus.
There's the story, and you could, as he said, take it for what it's worth. You know, yeah, I think I know. I think we've met this guy. I don't want to give out more information than that. He's a very nice guy. His family is very nice, and yeah. So there's the story. And you can do with it what you want, but let us know if. Let me know.
7:30 October 5th, Dover.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How does only one person, two people see that?
Three.
Well, one was in his neighborhood, which is.
There was three.
Yeah, but then that was redacted. Yeah, allegedly. It was allegedly redacted. Right,
yeah, the government got to him.
Mm, there you go.
You want to pay your taxes this year? You're off.
I'll take the year off, sir.
I'll take a year off.
I'm telling you.
All right. Well, there you go. There's Rob's story.
I think so.
He got his platform. Hopefully somebody will reach out to him or something. That's it. That's all we had for today. That's enough.
That's all we need.
I don't think
that's
we need enough. Anything more.
That's enough. Oh,
please take Kelly.
Let us know what you think. Okay?
Please take Kelly.
Greg at morningbuzz.com. Laura Roadkill at morningbuzz.com. Kayla Kelly at morningbuzz.com. All right?
Okay.
You get a day. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Have a great day. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7. And be careful because the truth is out there. I left the hole for you, Scott. You didn't jump.
The truth is out there. I've already said it like four times. The truth is out there.
She didn't when it counted. Have a great day.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.